AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. University of Missouri President Tim Wolf has resigned amid growing complaints by black student groups about racial slurs and other slights on the system's overwhelmingly white flagship campus in Columbia.
I take full responsibility for this frustration, and I take full responsibility for the inaction that has occurred.
Over the weekend, some 30 black members of the football team, backed by their coaches, said they were not going to take part in team activities unless Wolf quit. Others, including the Student Government Association and faculty groups, also voiced no confidence in Wolf. President Obama, during a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, says an investigation is underway in an attack at a police training facility in Jordan. A U.S. official says two Americans were killed and others were wounded in the attack. They were part of a State Department police training program. A military official says the attacker was a police captain who worked as a trainer at the facility. Russia could be banned from next year's Olympics in Rio de Janeiro after a devastatingly critical World Anti-Doping Agency report accused Vladimir Putin's government of complicity and widespread doping and cover-ups by its track and field athletes. A commission set up to investigate the doping says the country's intelligence service spied on Moscow's anti-doping lab. Russia's deputy prime minister says it will take about 2 weeks to bring all that country's tourists back home from Egypt. So far, some 25,000 have returned. Back on Friday, Russia suspended all flights to Egypt in the aftermath of the October 31st crash of an airliner that killed all on board. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 241. The Nasdaq has lost 79. This is AP Radio News. A study of transplant waiting lists finds wealthier people have the money needed to get on multiple lists in various cities. Georgetown University medical ethicist Robert Veach says the key is that they can afford the extra testing.
You'd have to be medically worked up in each place you were listed. Typically, your health insurance isn't going to pay for more than one workup, so you need independent wealth in order to pull that off.
A spokesman with the United Networks for Organ Sharing says they have considered banning or limiting multiple listings three times. However, the last time was more than 10 years ago. The group says patients should be free to go wherever they want to improve their odds of a transplant. Four people are dead. Two of the five children hurt in a fiery crash in Maryland are in critical condition at Children's National Medical Center in Washington. Eight adults also hurt in the crash are at another hospital. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.